peace for Ukraine or you reign now. Russia, just go home.
I don't know how many general or major or soldiers, why do they still trust the Kremlin and fight to their death like this? They put them in harm's way for no reason, killing them en masse every day, even the day before or yesterday. Just in a few hours, hundreds of Russian soldiers died just like that, and many more die soon. My heart can never feel peaceful, knowing that people are dying for nothing. And the brutal regime is not even grateful for them. And they're murdered if suspected of disloyalty. Please, don't let them die for nothing. Their families, their wives, their kids, and their friends, sacrifice them. And they're wrenching their hearts because of their death.
The funerals are happening every day now. Burial notices, though, kept under wraps. Relatives ordered to keep quiet. The freshly bereaved, desperately sad and desperately angry.
But we do find the occasional glimpse of honesty. People are dying for nothing, only because of one fool, this woman says.
Треба, звичайно, пам'ятати завжди. Згадувати про них, бо вони не пожаліли свого життя і пішли такі молоді, красиві, які могли б ще жити і багато створити для нашої держави. Але полягли ціною свого життя для того, щоб жили ми, жили, і країна наша була незалежна.
You should save your life for your country, even if not for yourself. You should live for your country, not die for a crazy, demonic person or policy. You should do some more greater things with your life if you are alive, not just waste your precious existence just to go out and kill or do harm in any way to innocent others, not just harming them. And harming yourself, but tarnishing also your country's reputation. Live for Russia, not die for the Kremlin. Please take good care. Try anyway to escape the war, to live for yourself, for your country, your family, your friends, your loved ones, and escape hell hereafter. Please don't let the dead people of Russia and of Ukraine die for nothing. Try in different way to end it, please, all the leaders of the world. I trust you. And also make the world become a vegan world that will save all of us from the horrible death that we don't deserve. God gives us so many things, day and night.
Spring,
summer, fall, winter, everything he gives all the time. We have more than enough to live in this world, on this planet, happily and peacefully together. Why does there have to be war? Why not speak? We have human language now. We are not in the Stone Age anymore. It's the 21st century, for God's sake. All of you are educated and taught in school how to behave as a human, how to appreciate all the knowledge that you learn and use it to invent more and more beautiful things to live a comfortable life. And the church, God, the Bibles of all different religions teach you to be compassionate, peaceful, loving, and kind toward each other. Why have you wasted all this money and time to learn all that and not use it? All the leaders should be awake by now you might be targeted. Even if you support the Kremlin, you can see it yourself. Putin, the Kremlin, tried to kill their own friends, even during peace talks. Not just killing the so-called enemy, but their own friends who tried to make peace for the Kremlin, for Russia, would be poisoned. Luckily, not dead. Maybe dead, or maybe will die somewhere soon, mysteriously, who knows. And I could be also one of those who mysteriously die someday, who knows. So many spies of Russia have been after me since the war began, since I opened my mouth and told the truth about how horrible war is, how forbidden it should be, and how much suffering it would cause to both sides even, not just the Ukrainian people. For reminding people on this planet of the true teaching of all the masters, I have to endure a lot all these years, like dodging spies, drug murderers, and whatnot. I love both people, Ukrainian and Russian, because they are innocent people. It's only the wicked, brutal, possessed demons like Putin who start this kind of war and continue without shame, without remorse. So you can see that they are not humans. They don't have a human heart, intelligence, and IQ. They have no feelings for anybody. They are just demons in the form of humans for this kind of reason, to destroy humanity, to destroy our economy, and all the comfort, peace, and safety of the world. Help Ukraine to eliminate this war in any way you can. In the beginning, all the way up to deeper into the war, the Kremlin occupied all this border from Crimea, because they took Crimea and they used that as a base, as a stepping stone, and went more deep into Ukraine's different regions along the border of Russia. And they want to stretch it all the way to Belarus and then past Belarus and then all the way to cover all the border with Europe. You can see that. I don't have to be a war strategist to see it. I saw it on the map. And you see the brave Ukrainian soldiers and people are already taking back more than half of what Russia has occupied. Well, we thank God for that. And we are in debt to them. Because if they take all the border all the way to Belarus and continue, then they will have bases everywhere around the European border. And they will attack any European country anytime, easily, if they have bases already. And are prepared and equipped everywhere they want. Just they would attack one country after another in Europe. Because they want to control all of Europe and the world as well. With the backing of their so-called allies. And you know what I mean now.
I think that if the West's response is not one of maximum sharpness and strength, then I think the European security order itself is at risk. Recall that Putin has previously said that the end of the Soviet Union was a tragedy for Russia, and that the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov recently said that after 1991, the demise of the Soviet Union, all the territories of the Warsaw Pact were orphan territories, quote unquote. All of this suggests that if Putin thought he could successfully swallow Ukraine, as it were, that he might feel that it could be possible militarily and politically to return current EU and NATO member states who were formerly part of the USSR, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, to Russia.
От Калининграда до Берлина 106 секунд, от Калининграда до Парижа 200 секунд. Вас интересует Лондон 202 секунд.
So thank God that Ukraine has pushed them all back more than half, or maybe at least more or less half already. More or half of the occupied territory has been reclaimed by the Ukrainian soldiers and people. And they had in the beginning very few weapons, outnumbered in manpower. And they still continued diligently, bravely, to fight for their country, for Europe and for the world. Also, I included a map from the beginning of the war until now to show you that the Ukrainians have pushed back the Russian force halfway already.
Blue region is the part of occupied Ukraine or Ukraine territory by Russia in the beginning of the war, reclaimed by Ukraine's or Ukraine's forces. Red region is still occupied by Russia, but Ukraine or Ukraine is still continuing to push Russia out of their land in a counteroffensive.
Hopefully they will push Russian soldiers all the way back to their own home, thus giving the Ukrainian people their deserved peace, even though a broken homeland, but they will rebuild it again. Also securing the safety and peace of European countries as well as the world. The big leaders of the world should be grateful to them, should bow your head in respect and admiration and honor them with your support in any way you can. That's the way humans should be. Not betraying them, turning your back on them and saying things to discourage them or to, you know, weaken their morale to fight for their own freedom and safety. If Russia occupies their country, maybe they will just continue to harass, molest, jail, beat, cut their fingers, cut their tongues, beat their limbs up or cut their heads or just throw them in mass graves, because they will not forgive any of these Ukrainian people, because they will suspect all the Ukrainian people that come back and live there as if they are opposite to their rule. So more Ukrainians will die, even if you give the land to them, even if you surrender all the country of Ukraine to them. The Kremlin system will not treat them nicely or kindly.
Kremlin-backed forces seized control of southern Ukrainian town of Kherson in the early days of its invasion. Since then, Moscow's grip on the city of nearly 300,000 has only tightened. With Kherson now an oppressive dystopia, where allegations of torture and disappearances are widespread. You feel constantly under threat that Russians will come and take you away, he says. A bunch of volunteers in the city were already taken by the Russians, and we don't know what happened to them.
63 bodies of civilians with signs of torture have been found in areas of the Kherson region, recaptured from the Russians after 8 months of occupation. Residents who fled also reported killings and other abuses.
My colleague was tortured to death. He was taken on the 1st of November, and on the 9th, when they started retreating, they threw his body in the dump. His hands were burned, his arms and legs were broken. I don't understand such a cruelty.
They have found several what they describe as illegal prisons and torture chambers, which they say were used by the Russians on people who had protested against their occupation or people who had connections to the Ukrainian military.
Bigger base than in Belarus, and they will invade your country in no time. You don't have to be smart to understand this. You can see it on the map. You can see their intention, let bare openly, obviously. Unless you have an IQ of a stone, you would understand the situation and what I'm talking about. So please wake up. No more suggesting the way to make peace is by giving up land to the Kremlin or demoralizing the spirit of fighters in Ukraine. May God bless you all. May God bless us. May God grace us with World Vegan so that the world will know lasting peace. I am doing all I can, but I need all your help. All of you, please help. Help me help heaven. Have your conscience stay clear of any guilty deeds, of any murderous actions, of any agreements or supporting, of any brutal deeds. Please help me. May God bless you. May God bless me. May God bless all of us. Amen. Please, God, help us. Bless you also, my Lord. For you must feel very pained seeing your children being molested, murdered, and oppressed all this while. One war after another, and humans still don't learn. Please enlighten them. Please lift them up to a higher consciousness. Please tell me what else I can do to help your children, please. I love you, my Lord. Many of us still love you. They are just blindfolded. They are just being muffed. They are just being poisoned and being made into, you know, like zombies in a way so that they cannot think, they cannot act for themselves. Please help us. Please help us. My dear Lord, I do anything else you want. Please. Okay. I say so long for now. I love all of you. Please take good care of yourselves. There are so many diseases nowadays. So please wear your mask and cover your nose as well. Wear glasses. Wear goggle glasses when you go out. Try not to be so close to other people if you don't know them, in case they might have an infection and might pass it on to you, and then you pass on your children, your husband, your wife at home. It's not nice. Please take good care of yourself, okay? Please, no matter who says what, please take good care of yourself. Mask on, put goggle glasses on, and cover as much as you can. Eat cooked food, okay? If you really like raw, please wash very, very well, many times. Soak it for a long time in disinfecting water, in a solution that they sell at the pharmacy or supermarket. Or soak in salt water for 5-10 minutes and then rinse many times in clean water. Please wear gloves also when you go out. Please don't scratch yourself from head to toe when you're outside until you come home and wash first. Use a stick or something to scratch if you need. Please, 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 please take care of yourself until you find a way to lift yourself up. Oh. Until you find some master who has the power to help you. I don't mean you have to come to me. No, no, no. It's not like that. I truly love you unconditionally. I want to help you very much, but not for my gain. I hope you know it. I hope God makes you know it. Thank you very much. And I love you, all of you. Humans, animals, people, trees and all beings alike. I love you. Thank you.
Russia, go home.